The U.S. Department of Energy has revoked a grant to help a cement plant in Lawrence County store its carbon emissions underground. It's one of 24 awards the Trump administration terminated last week. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports most of the $3.7 billion in grants were for making the industry more climate-friendly.
The DOE said the projects failed to advance the energy needs of the American people, were too expensive, and wouldn't earn a positive return on investment. Advocates for decarbonizing heavy industry disagree. They say it would make U.S. industries competitive with other countries and create jobs. David Perkins with Heidelberg Materials says the cement maker is still figuring out what this means for the carbon storage project and how it might appeal the decision.
The cement sector is a really critical part of our overall economic prosperity. So we're hopeful that we can work with the DOE to help them understand that and how this really does align with that mission of supporting domestic manufacturing.
The nonprofit Industrious Lab says in canceling the awards, the DOE might have violated its contracts with private companies, which could mean the action is illegal. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
The DOE also canceled an award to make several Kraft Heinz manufacturing plants more energy efficient, including one in Noble County in Indiana. So far, an award for a zero-waste aluminum recycling facility in Wabash County is still in effect. The DOE did not respond to our request for an interview.